The coronavirus pandemic is putting stress on the judicial system. Most states put jury trials and other non-urgent proceedings on hold when the virus broke loose in the spring. Those trials resumed briefly in the summer or fall, but with a new surge underway, judges have suspended them again in places like Boulder and Denver, Colorado. Same goes for some courts in Detroit and Grand Rapids, Michigan, and in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Many trials won't resume now until 2021, and that means a backlog of cases is going to get worse. Joining us now is Josh Landy. He's a defense attorney in Denver and treasurer of the Colorado Criminal Defense Bar. Josh, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this with you.
Yeah, sure. So in Colorado and in most of the country, jury trials were paused in the spring for a few months, then resumed in the summer. But now a judge in Colorado has suspended them again until at least January. What kind of problems does that cause the legal system, in your opinion?
Well, I guess I would say it can cause problems mostly with adjudicating people in the system itself. So once a case is started in Colorado, we end up in a situation where the state legislature has directed the courts to give that person a jury trial within 6 months. And now that judges across the state are issuing orders stopping all jury trials, it becomes really difficult as a criminal defense lawyer to get your client the right to a trial within 6 months of being charged and sometimes arrested and placed in custody.
So what does that mean? Because in our system of law, defendants have the right to a speedy trial. There's a saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I mean, do you think that people's rights are being violated because these trials have been postponed?
Yes, I think some people's rights are being violated because the cases are being postponed. So if you look at the types of people who are accused of committing crimes, you sort of have people who fit into two categories mainly. One is people who are charged with crimes and can't afford to post bond, or for some reason just aren't able to post bond given the charges in their case. And then you have people who are permitted to post bond and are able to do so and remain out of custody. And we have two different classes of people when their system is divided in that way. You have individuals who are stuck in custody, and as we all know, Colorado's number of COVID cases is skyrocketing, particularly in jails, right? So you have jails like El Paso County Sheriff's Office released its numbers. Over 600 inmates are infected with the COVID-19 virus. I think over 20 staff members are currently infected, or at least as of last week. And so these jails become, you know, breeding grounds for the virus itself. And people who are unable to post bond are stuck in this area where they're likely to contract a disease that could put their health at risk. And the only mechanism they have for being released is having a trial and hoping that they are acquitted and released, or in some cases, very sadly, having a trial and then being sentenced to probation. There are lots of people who spend a significant amount of time incarcerated before they're able to have a jury trial, only to be released on a probationary sentence.
Hmm. You know, we're all doing things differently these days, remotely and virtually, and that includes court proceedings. Could you have a jury trial on a video conference call?
It would be exceedingly difficult to fairly conduct a jury trial in a video call or over the phone. Most people who are practicing, I think judges, prosecutors, defense lawyers, are realizing that the virtual courtrooms that have been created are fantastic for many things, such as preliminary matters being addressed in court, brief pretrial conferences. But when it comes to actually looking at evidence, sharing evidence, manipulating evidence, communicating with witnesses effectively, there are way too many shortfalls for it to accomplish what it would need to in order to be effective. And you also have to remember, in the United States and in Colorado, every defendant has a right to confront the witnesses who are called to testify against him. And part of what that means is you have the right to effectively cross-examine those witnesses. And it's virtually impossible with virtual courtrooms to do that.
Yeah. And these delays have caused a backlog in jury trials. How bad is it? And how long do you think it will take to work through it once they're back up and running?
That's another good question. I have no idea how long it will take to work through the backlog. One of the reasons is it's really difficult to identify how far into the future the backlog will go. As of right now, you have jurisdictions like Jefferson County, Colorado, right next to Denver, who have suspended jury trials until January 18th of 2021. But this is obviously an order that's been entered successively after a number of other orders that have delayed jury trials for months at a time. And so if we were to stop today, there would be a significant backlog that may take 6 months to a year to resolve. But it seems as though we're probably going to be getting more orders in the future that have similar results in terms of delays. So I think that's a really great question that is almost impossible to answer.
Mm. Josh Landy, defense attorney in Denver. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.